When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Comedy of Broadway in Lexington welcomes back film and MTV star Tom Green April 19th and 20th. Then catch international comedy sensation Randy Feltface on his first Lexington visit April 25th through the 27th. Then it's the return of the funniest man in America, James Gregory, May 2nd through the 4th. For tickets to all shows, call 859-271-JOKE or visit comedyoffbroadway.com.
Comedy Off Broadway.
This is Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. It is Kentucky Sports Radio, Tuesday, April the 30th, here on a rainy day in Lexington, Kentucky. It is kind of nasty out, but that's all right, because we're here at the KS Bar and Grill. You can come join us 3 days before graduation at UK. Did you know that?
3 days, 4 days before Derby. Derby week.
Most people knew that, but graduation is this weekend.
I'm very aware. That's my wife's job, so I know a lot about graduation.
Yeah. So you can give us a shout. Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, 859-280-2287. A-Vision Auto Glass text machine is 772-774-5254. In this edition, sponsored by the T.J. Smith Law Office. Call T.J. will make them pay. Did you know it's supposed to rain at the Derby? Right now it's predicted a lot of rain. Now, that may change, obviously. Hopefully it does. But I've been to a derby in a rainy day, as have you. You got thrown in a puddle one time at that. Not the most fun thing to be at the derby when it rains.
It's awful. I mean, it's awful. I've been there maybe three or four times where you've had bad rain. Well, I know one time they even delayed the race because it rained so hard in the middle of the race car. Do you remember that day?
Yes, I was at that day.
Yeah.
The worst day was there was a derby or Oaks day where it poured early. And then it got hot.
Oh,
all
yeah.
That. You remember that?
Yes.
That was the worst. And it just was humid. But,
and it smelled.
Yeah, it did smell. You're exactly right. It was such a stinky derby.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't happen this year.
Yeah, some of my best derby pictures in our big group were wearing ponchos. It was that one. It was just such a mess. But yeah,
that was
a
deluge that one year right before the race. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. You know, you got, what is it? You got Derby. You got Oaks. You got Thurby.
I saw there's a 5-0 Tuesday.
Yeah.
Who came up with that?
5-0 Tuesday?
Yeah, that was – wait, is that today?
It's today.
It's today. Yeah.
Happy 5-0 Tuesday.
$5 gets you into the track.
Oh, okay. Well, so what's Wednesday? Wokes?
I don't know. Maybe.
Tomorrow will be my 13-year anniversary on KSR.
Nice. Well, I'm glad to have you. That's very good.
Uh-huh.
Wow, 13. You know, we will have our 15th anniversary of the show coming up. Well, next year, but so it's not that soon. But
my 15th anniversary with KSR is this August, so if KS Bar will make me a cake, I would love it.
That's right. Thank you. We're getting close to big 20 years. What are we going to do for 20 years for the website? We got to do something fun.
If we only had an event space, we could have a party.
That's exactly right. If we only had one, well. Our derby, you know who's going to probably be here tomorrow is UT Big Head.
Oh, okay.
And then either tomorrow or Thursday is Jerry Tipton.
Good.
Ah, nice.
Good.
Jerry Tipton's going to come on and for talk about his book.
Yes.
You know, I don't have a lot of guests. I never thought we would have Jerry Tipton on the radio show, but I think we're going to do that because he has a new book. I read some of it this weekend. He gave me a copy. Really interesting. Mm-hmm. He knows where the bodies are buried. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say.
I pre-ordered Jerry's book the moment it was announced. I have it, and I wanted to get it done before he came on the show. But as you've seen, he has tiny font.
He does have tiny font. A lot of people don't
realize this. It's going to take me a while to get through that.
You told me this about Jerry Tipton. He was a student reporter at Marshall when the football team plane crashed.
Yes, he was.
So, I mean, think about that. Not only did he do, like, you know, cover UK for 40 years, he was a student reporter when the Marshall plane crashed.
And I've heard him tell the story. He was on campus when it happened, and he said, and like in the movie when all the students go out in the street, he goes, that's exactly what we did. You know, we do. When you hear the news, it kind of goes through campus, and everybody just kind of migrated out to the streets and gathered out there.
So, yeah, that we'll talk to him about all of that stuff tomorrow. Two things. First of all, watched the Reds last night. Nick Lodolo, a lot of people are saying best pitcher since Randy Johnson.
I happened to catch most of the Reds game last night, and that era, that time where he retired like 12 in a row, and like 10 of the 12 were strikeouts.
Dude, he throws this – I think they call it, Shannon, a slider.
Yeah,
and
I've heard of that.
And people swing at it, and the ball almost hits them, and they still swing at it. And they have no chance, zero chance. The only time they ever hit him is when he throws a fastball. I think it should be all sliders every time. Yeah, maybe at some point they'd get used to it, but when he throws a slider, he makes people look ridiculous.
Well, remember, he was so good, and then he's been hurt for like 2 years, it seems like.
Because he's so – tall.
He's like 6'8", isn't he?
Listen, that guy, if you're not a Reds fan, that's our ace. But the problem is he has a hard time staying healthy. But when he's good, he's good. Now, today, my DraftKings lock of the week. I told you.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Yep.
Shannon, the Reds are going to lose tonight. Darn. Guaranteed. Like, it's minus 140 Padres. They're pitching Nick Martinez, who I believe works at Mom's Deli during the day.
And wow.
The pitches for the Reds.
I respect the hustle.
Or Dad's Deli.
Yeah, Dad's favorites.
Dad's favorites. I think he works there, and then he pitches at night. He's pitching against Yu Darvish, who I've heard of. And so the Padres are definitely going to win tonight. I'm telling you.
I'm loading up right now as we speak.
Load up. Load up. I mean, you know, I can't say legally it's a lock, but it's pretty locky.
It's a hypothetical lock.
Hypothetical lock.
But the people, what we really want to know is where are you and Santiago Espinal on your relationship?
He got an RBI last night. Now the focus is on another player that should be cut.
Okay, who is it?
Jamer Candelario, the guy we took from the Cubs. He's awful. He's hitting like 157. So he stinks. And I would like them to take him out of the lineup. He is their biggest free agent signing, and they're paying him like $13 million. But Ryan, he stinks.
Is there a DraftKings prop
bet on
him?
I'm pulling up right now.
You want to bet on him?
Yes. Last time he said this, what was it, 4-for-4 with RBI?
Yeah, we want a Candelario. Is that his name?
Candelario.
Candelario, yeah.
He's terrible. I'm telling you, he's terrible. And so now Santiago – I'd take two Santiago Espinals for any – for five – Candelarios.
I'm going to build a Reds parlay here with all your picks.
Just keep slamming the players because that's the guy that's going to be a star tonight.
So Candelario stinks, but I would bet on the Padres tonight. But I'm still in on the Reds, Drew, if you're wondering.
I've been wondering.
I also have a problem. I have a nerd stuck in my sinuses.
You said that before the show started. I didn't know you were going to bring that up.
You're not supposed to snort them.
So
how does it get up in your sinus?
Well, it's like – I don't know. It's like in my throat. You know how that little thing where it's like not in your nose, but it's not in your throat, and it kind of gets stuck up there? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Have you never had that happen?
No.
Have you ever had it happen?
Certainly not with a nerd.
It was a piece of a nerd gummy cluster. I was playing golf yesterday, and it kind of got stuck, and then it was really annoying. And then I kind of forgot about it, but then last night I could feel it there again. It's like you can, I don't know, and I can't get it out.
Can
I don't know what to do.
Sneeze it out, maybe?
Maybe, but I don't have enough snot to sneeze it out. And the internet said don't do that or you'll dry your throat out. So they said just, you know, they recommended I eat bananas.
I love the internet.
It's been stuck in there since yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. They recommended that I eat bananas because the mushiness would help it go out.
Every commercial break we hear that navage where they shoot stuff up your sinus and back out the other side.
It's not in my nose. It's like right at the back of my throat, but right next to where the air goes to your nose. Somebody, have you ever had this?
Okay, like we're all looking at you.
Everybody's looking at me like, I don't mean a nerd gummy cluster in particular, but I've had this before where you get like a little piece of food or something back there. This is a nerd gummy cluster. So the good thing is, if I take a deep breath, I smell nerds through my nose.
So we got what's the problem? A nerd stuck in a nerd is what we've got right now.
We do.
I didn't need that from you, Shannon. But it doesn't hurt.
But it seems like it would irritate you, like you'd want to cough all the time or something.
I did when I first had it, and then I thought it was gone. And then last night as I laid down to go to sleep, I could feel it again. So I'm like, you know, it's kind of just like floating there waiting to go down. The internet said eat bananas.
Bananas.
Because it said bananas would, I don't know. It's science.
Yeah, sure.
Ryan, it's science.
I understand.
Don't argue with science.
No way.
So if anybody else has any tips, let me know. I'd like to get this nerd gummy cluster out of
the
my
things
throat.
We have talked about on this show.
We're off to a great start. This is my kind of show.
Yes, it is. All right, so I feel like every day we end up starting with the roster. By the way, today is Ask Anything Tuesday. Whatever questions you want.
Okay.
859-280-2287. You can ask us any question if you want to ask specific recruiting questions. I'm also going to open up the floor to if you have the how did things really go down at the end of the Cal era questions.
Oh, okay.
Why do you look nervous?
I'm a little nervous.
Why are you nervous? I mean, it's the truth will set you free.
Truth will set you free.
Now, there may be some things we feel like we can't say yet, but people – every time I see people, they're asking me questions about it. Why not let them ask it on the thing? Is that all right?
Can I ask a question?
Well, I mean, you can ask one any day, but sure, why not?
Do you really think Cal made a counteroffer to UK to stay?
That's your question?
Yeah. Because I really don't have
use
a
the
definite
word,
answer.
I wouldn't use the word counteroffer, but I do think he thought he had leverage that would allow him to stay, and Kentucky was pretty adamant, sorry. So I think what happened is Arkansas offers him the job. It leaks out that he's taking it. I'm not sure in his mind he had taken it. But then he's kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Because it's out there in public. I think he meets with UK and basically says, look, if you'll make the NIL commitment that they made to me, I don't think he asked for more money. I think that was not true when that came out. But I think he sort of suggested if you'll make a counter, if you'll commit the NIL. But UK, I think, took the view of you broke your contract. You talked to Arkansas without telling us, which is against your contract. It's over. And I think that surprised him. So, like, when he went outside and walked his dog and all that stuff, that was a public – I'm sure he did that on purpose. He knew the media was out there.
Sure he did.
He did that because that was when that was going on, right? That was when that was going on. And I think Cal was trying to save it a little bit. And that's and then eventually it became clear that wasn't going to happen, and then the Arkansas thing. So, yes, I do think – Dick Gabriel over the years, first of all, factsandchicks.com has been – a great source of info over the years. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
But Dick Gabriel works for the UK Sports Network.
Yes, he does.
He ain't just making
Okay,
he's not. So while I think he may have used the wrong word, the gist of what he said, he didn't create that out of thin air. He's not – I mean, that'd be like Tom Leach saying it, right? So I knew when he said it there had to be something to it, and I definitely think there was, yeah.
I think that was a lot of misconception about that actual what happened.
But, I mean, UK will never say this publicly, but I think privately they were cheering. They got a free out, you know.
None to pay
the
buyout.
They thought they legally then wouldn't have to pay the buyout, and Drew, they were like, all right.
That's pretty big and good of Mitch Barnhart once he found out Cal's in a hotel room with Arkansas and comes crawling back to say, no,
because where
we don't
Cal
have room.
Messed up is – He was in the hotel room with Arkansas. Representatives talk to other schools all the time, but the contract says he can't talk, and in this case, he talked. And he admitted that in his interview.
He did.
So where I think maybe Cal miscalculated it is he talked himself, and it was out publicly at that point.
Yep.
And UK, I think, Drew, felt like, okay, we have our out, right?
Pretty costly mistake if Cal was enjoying the contract he had here, saving UK a lot of money on that buyout. So I like this first segment, though, how we've gone from gummy clusters into how the Cal breakup.
I didn't even get to the roster. Nice, I mean, Kentucky transition. May be about to add a big player, so we will talk about that in the next segment and Ask Anything Wednesday. Matt, Ryan, Drew, Shannon, and my gummy cluster right after this here on KSR. Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio here. Got some folks here in the restaurant for lunch. 859-280-2287. On the text machine, one person writes, Matt, I thought we weren't going to talk about Cal anymore. And the first question's about Cal. Well, look, if that's what – let's be real. If people have questions about it, that's what I'm going to answer. Like, he's the – depending on your definition, the second or third most successful coach here we've ever had – there's going to be questions about it. Plus, it ended weird, and so people want to know about it. So I get it, and if they ask, I'm going to answer. And Ryan, that's what he asked.
I do have another question.
All right.
This.
Listen to Mr. Question here. By the way, let me do the roster thing real quick.
Okay.
This morning, Coach Feger did another boom.
Yeah,
he did a righteous gemstones boom, which is a great boom. Kobe Brea and Great Osabor are on campus. Kobe Brea is who, if I were guessing, is the boom. I don't know that for sure, but I'm guessing that's the boom. That is a, like, kind of, I don't want to say come out of nowhere, but like a surprise. Like, I didn't think we were going to get him a few days ago. So that would be a heck of a get. You get a three-point shooter. You get a guard. I think what happened with him is he had a lot of schools that he was looking at, all power schools, and a couple of them took another person, and then Kentucky's going to maybe end up with him, which is very exciting. I hope Great Osabor happens too. They're trying to get him before he gets off campus. We'll see if that ends up taking place.
Yeah, but Brea, he was high on the wish list early on. We even had that caller mention he had lunch with a guy. Remember, he didn't say his name, but
we narrowed it down to Brea.
We had a caller, so I hadn't forgotten that too.
Yeah, shout out to that caller.
Yeah, but then Brea just said he was going to visit Duke and UConn. So in my brain, I moved on and was looking at other options, even though I really wanted him. And then it's looking like that might end up being the case today, that he ends up being a Cat. And I love it. He had 100 three-pointers last year, shooting 50% from three.
I mean, that's Antonio Reeves-level percentage. He didn't take as many as Antonio. I think there's a chance, if it's Brea, we might hear before the show's over. So hopefully that's the case. And I do like that Feger does his boom.
I do too.
We now have a Yahtzee and a boom, and I like it. And so I think that's a good way to find out good news is coming. It's like seeing the smoke from the Pope in the Vatican. That's kind of what that is.
You can put this on alert. Hey, good news is coming. Be ready.
All right. So what's your question?
When and what do you think needs to happen to get the new practice facility?
I think it'll happen. I think now all right, are we being real?
Being real. It's just Ask Anything Tuesday.
I have no idea if former players had pledged the amount of money that people said they may have, but nobody had given it. Okay, and it's one thing to say you're going to do it, and it's another thing to do it. So there are two issues to get in the practice facility. Issue one is, where's the money coming from? And I think with the Cal relationship with some of the donors, the money wasn't there. Then issue two is what Mitch has talked about on this show, which is there's a process for getting buildings done, right? And there's an order, and they're doing other – like they did a track – they're doing track facility. There's all this stuff. So then there's just a – even if you have the money, you have to fit it into the order system. But I do think it'll happen. I mean, I'm not saying – it's not going to get announced tomorrow, but I wouldn't be shocked if within a year you hear an announcement about it. But it'll take a little while for it to happen. I mean, you got to remember that space over there is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and so like finding the how you're going to do it and all that will take some time. But before, they didn't have the money or the plan. I think they can now get both of those. But when, again, I'm not calling anybody a fibber, but when they said, well, their former players are going to do it, it's one, as anybody that's ever worked in charity knows, it's one thing to say you're giving money. It's another thing to get it, right? And I don't know that that necessarily had happened yet, Drew.
And with the timing, the memorial construction has been a pretty big project that I'd say they've been very focused on and has taken up a lot of that part of campus right now. It's under construction. So I'm sure that would have been pushed back on the back burner, whatever the circumstances were before all this.
Yeah, so I don't overlook what Mitch has always said about it, which is you don't just get to build a building. Like, it has to go through a process. And, you know, UK has built a lot of stuff recently.
Yes, they have.
And I think that's part of it, too.
It's actually amazing, the improvements in the buildings that they've made over there, especially that little area of campus is unbelievable, with dorms and education buildings, let alone the athletic facilities.
By the way, that was an eastbound and down boom, not a Righteous Gemstones boom.
The best kind of booms.
Righteous Gemstones, such a good show.
I'm ready for the fourth season. When's it coming out?
I don't know. It really is excellent. 859-280-2287. Who's up first, Shannon?
We'll start with Vicky.
Vicky, go ahead, Vicky. Ask Anything Tuesday.
Hey, Ryan, it's Vicky Weissman and April Whitehead. We're just driving home.
Oh, my goodness.
And we wanted to tell you hello.
Wow. Otwell, folks.
And yes, and we have to tell you that we have a South Carolina Gamecock in the car with us. We're bringing April's son home from college.
Boo. We don't like those guys.
bringing her where? Are you coming here?
No, April actually lives in Wisconsin, so we're driving me to Indiana and her to Wisconsin.
Okay,
and it's her son.
Well, I'm glad you all got to say hi to each other.
Hey, and we need to tell you, you just need to sniff some pepper.
Sniff pepper?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just going to be more things to get stuck inside of me.
I'm telling you, if that's coming from Otwell women, it works.
So you're saying you're not saying like snort it. You're saying just smell it.
Yeah, and that's until you get to season.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. So I will
believe
go
it.
Home.
Believe it.
No, during the break.
This may surprise you. I don't have a lot of pepper.
We'll get on every table right here.
You know what? There is.
We'll get you a little line right there on the table.
I don't think she was telling me to snort the pepper.
But that may help dislodge it. So, yeah, I believe
apparently there's a thing, and I don't think this is true of me because I could feel when I was eating the cluster it get there. But apparently there's something called Globus. Did you know this?
Never heard of this.
Where it's your brain makes you think something is there,
but it's really not there.
Did you know about that?
No.
Shannon, what do you think about that? Your brain says you've got a gummy cluster, but there's no gummy cluster.
So what would it be? Just nothing there?
No, it's like your brain.
I don't believe that, no.
No, well, I believe it, and you want to know why I believe it? My floaters.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I got that floater in my eye, for people who don't know, I talked about this. I had a little, older people get floaters. I got it because I was messing with the contact. And this little, like, piece of, I don't know, it's something in your eye, breaks off, and then it gets into your line of vision. And when I first had it, it was annoying as it could be. Imagine just always seeing like this line in front of your eye. And my doctor said, eventually your brain will teach itself to ignore it. And I was like, how's that possible? But it happens.
Yeah.
Like right now I can see it because I'm thinking about it. But if I stop thinking about it, it just goes away. And it's still on my eye, but your brain teaches yourself, Shannon, to ignore it. So I could also see how your brain could teach you to think something's there that doesn't.
Well, I have those floaters too, so I guess if you put it like that, I could see what you're saying.
But don't you sometimes forget they're there?
Yes,
right?
Yes. And so you're saying if you just ignore the thing
well,
in the
I
back
mean, take
of your
yesterday. I could feel it, then I didn't feel it, and then right before I went to bed, I felt it again. But it was probably there the whole time, right?
So in this theory, that may have been in your throat, but it's been gone for 24 hours, but your brain still thinks it's there?
Or maybe it's there, and my brain made me forget it was there. We're getting into heavy stuff.
This is worse than the nose in front of your eyes that you can't see.
Yes. Oh, that's another thing.
Why'd you remind
us? Remember, you see your nose, and then you can't.
No.
And now Drew's going to be seeing his nose all day. 859-280-2287. We'll be right back. It's KSR.
TJ Smith, personal injury attorney. Call TJ. He'll make them pay.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Well, we have some breaking news, folks.
Ronnie Nana!
Oklahoma State transfer Brandon Garrison picks the Cats. He is a Kentucky selection. He will join the University of Kentucky team. Posted on his Instagram. He picks Kentucky over Arkansas. His final two were Kentucky and Arkansas. Everyone assumed he was going to Arkansas. He had a 99% prediction rate of Arkansas, and he ends up picking the Cats this morning. Are you surprised?
Eat it, Cal. That's what's going to happen. Eat it. Yeah.
I'm not really surprised. That's not one that I thought was gonna hit. Tell me about him. I actually hadn't followed him a lot because I didn't think he was going to end up here.
He was a freshman at Oklahoma State, kind of a forward center. I believe he was a McDonald's All-American. Like most people, thought he was leaning towards Arkansas. And when he put out that he was considering Arkansas and Kentucky, I even wondered a little if that was Cal telling him to include Kentucky.
Because I
hadn't heard any contact there. So it's a bit of a surprise to me. And I'll be honest, it makes me wonder where things are with Great Osabor. Now, this is a good addition, but, I mean, we've got three bigs now.
That's true.
Well, if Great Osabor –
and they're different.
They're different.
But, I mean, we are loading up with front court here. So
they're not going to run out of people.
That's true.
I mean I'm surprised by it. He's like he was a McDonald's All-American, right? So he's obviously very, very talented. But do you consider this a steal from Arkansas? Because that was, I mean, I assumed he was going to Arkansas.
I just be honest, I don't know who he is, but just the fact if we did kind of steal him from Arkansas and Calipari makes me very, very happy. I'm excited about it. That's all I need to know.
And you know, Osabor had committed to going on all his visits. So he's got 10 days. It does make you wonder, though, did he tell him, look, we're taking – because Garrison hasn't even been on campus yet.
With Osabor, the worry after Louisville didn't get to give all their money to Jaden Quaintance is that they might throw that at him. I hope that doesn't come to fruition where the Cardinals get great, because I've been kind of counting on him for 2 weeks now. But maybe this doesn't affect that. I really don't know how this worked out behind the scenes and haven't heard much. This is a pretty big surprise here.
Well, how about that? I assumed when Kentucky got connected with him, that was just Arkansas trying to make it look like they got a dub over the Cats. But it looks like we got a dub over the Hogs.
Yeah. He's a big dude. Like he's 6'11", 240, 250-ish. I mean, this is some big size inside. So, I mean, Osborne's a completely different player. Maybe we can add him in while he's on campus too.
So, look at that. Well, we will, you know. I mean, I thought Calipari was the brand here, wasn't he? That's what I was told.
Well, we got seven now?
We got seven.
Guys. Seven. Let's play.
Dude.
Roll it out.
You can win a championship with seven.
We got so many players. We got so many players. No, I mean, I think – all right, so you get Brea, that's eight. And then I still think there's a dude out there they're going to get that nobody knows.
Yeah.
So and then I don't know. I don't know what else. Maybe Austin. I think they also – they'll get Jackson Robinson. I don't care what these other people say. They'll get Jackson Robinson, in my opinion, if he doesn't go to the draft. But we may not know that for a few weeks.
Give me Brea and Jackson Robinson and great, and I start dreaming dreams again.
Want you to dream.
I was worried there'd be a dip. I'm already not as worried about a dip anymore. It might be a small dip. I like the pieces they have now, but if you put those three on the roster, I start dreaming big dreams.
You get Robinson, and you give me one guard out there, one more guard that can ball, and I'll say we'll do better than we did last year.
I wrote this morning. I think John Calipari will be better at Arkansas, and Kentucky will be better without Calipari than what we were going to have next year.
No doubt.
Together.
No doubt.
I think both sides are going to have a much better team, and that's why this needed
to
happen.
The only loser in this is going to be Arkansas, because Arkansas actually was pretty good under Musselman. People don't realize they went to two Elite Eights and a Sweet 16 in the last 5 years.
And they were predicted to be one of the best teams this year. Just didn't happen.
But Cal will be better at Arkansas than he would have been here. And I think we will be better than we've been. I totally agree with that statement. That is – it's the definition to me of a win-win. I really do believe that.
So much is money now, and both pots got refilled on each side when that money wouldn't have been there if Cal had been back in Lexington.
I think that's a very key point. This NIL thing would not have happened. Like, Club Blue yesterday probably got more in pledges than La Familia did. Because people just weren't going to keep giving. I mean, they just weren't. So,
and on Cal's end, he has full support over there where he didn't have it here. So that's why I think both sides are going to win.
I totally agree with that. Who's up next?
Doug.
Doug, what's up, Doug?
Hey, say, Matt, I got two things. I'll try to make it quick. I take a lot of medicine at night, and one of them is I call a horse pill. They're real big.
Yes.
And I got choked one time on it, and I coughed, and one of the smaller pills went up my nose.
Yes. So what'd you do?
Well, it was a smaller pill, so eventually it dissolved, but it was sore for a couple of days. But I would be leery about trying the pepper, because if it makes you sneeze, if it's gummy is still there, you may lodge it up farther.
You got to be careful of that. That's why I listen to him. He understands. He's been there. I appreciate the call, sir. That's good advice. It'll come out. I believe it, but it's there. I can feel it right now.
I think we should still try the pepper trick just to see if it helps you a little bit.
11 o'clock break. I'm getting the pepper.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to get sneezed out at some point.
Yeah.
But we don't have – I'm not snotty enough right
but
now.
But what we just found out, it may not even be there. Your brain just may make you think it's there.
Oh, it's there. I can feel it. I could tell when I was playing golf. I forget how much I like golf until I get to go play.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't played since September. I went and played. And the greatest feeling in golf I had on 18 at Greenbrier yesterday. I think that's a par 5.
Long.
Peppered to drive. One of the best drives I've hit in forever. Probably had 205 out, 5 iron, hit it flush. A flush long iron is the best feeling you can have in golf. And left it about 20 feet. Missed the eagle putt, but that's all right. And I thought these last two – golf can be so frustrating, but those two shots, Drew, are why you play. Just to hit that flushed long iron and to pepper a drive, that's why you go out there and deal with all the missed five-footers, mm-hmm. or why I pick them up. But, that's why you do it.
And then I'm the same way. We'll play again in 8 months. Don't get many rounds.
Yeah,
I played one scramble this year. Birdied the first hole by myself, and I was so excited, and sadly, I might not golf again the rest of the year.
Yeah. We're going to play in the KSR
scramble.
That's true.
I mean, scrambles.
You've played in the KSR scramble before, you have an email that allows you to sign up early. Tomorrow, it goes on sale for the general public. So if you want to play and ensure your spot, you might want to sign up today, because if you've played before, you should have an email right now allowing you to do it. Tomorrow, it goes on sale to the general public. Who's next?
Matt.
Matt, go ahead, Matt.
Yes, earlier in the year, y'all was talking about the Iditarod dog race.
Yes.
And they was a diphtheria epidemic in Nome, and they took dog sleds to take the serum to Nome to save the people, and the race is recreating that journey.
There you go. But you can also, if a moose is dead, you have to skin it, and then you can still win the race, which is what happened this year.
And there have been more people climb Mount Everest than has finished the Iditarod.
There you go.
That's how taxing the race is on the dogs and the humans.
All right, well, I appreciate the call. The calls have been a little unexpected to me. You had one of Ryan's old high school sweethearts.
My brother's sweetheart.
I mean, we don't know it wasn't both of you.
No.
No, Ryan's high school sweetheart. We had a dog race. Still no questions.
No.
It's Ask Anything Tuesday. We still, Shannon, are waiting on our first question, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that we'll get one
or not. We're 45 minutes into the show.
But hopefully we'll get one. Let me ask you a question. Well, actually, I'll do this when we come back. Let's first do court physical therapy. Spring has sprung, and at Kentucky Sports Radio, we want to tell you it's time to get your body healthy. So enjoy the warm weather ahead with our friends from Court Physical Therapy. They will help you shake off the rust. You know, I might be a little sore after –
I bet.
All that torque.
Yeah.
You go to Court Physical Therapy, KORT.com. Find a location near you. It's court.com. We'll take a break. Be right back. Ask Anything. Ask Anything Tuesday. It's Kentucky Sports Radio. Here we go. Yeah. We got at least, what, 3 or 4 more times to hear this, Shannon?
Oh, I can't wait.
That's right. Another commitment. Brandon Garrison coming to Kentucky. Former McDonald's All-American. He visited Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas. did not visit Kentucky, but ends up going to Kentucky. You find that strange?
It's pretty interesting to not take the visit and still pick the Cats. Just shows that maybe this place still got a little magic in
still
it.
Still got stuff. Because, see, everybody said, you know, didn't have any magic. They got magic.
Especially when there were five or six guys here this weekend, I would have thought he was probably one of them since he just committed, but evidently not.
He did not. You know, I like to tell you when laws become legal in Kentucky. Are you ready for a new one?
Yeah.
Always.
A law signed by Andy Beshear and passed by the legislature has changed whether or not you can tint your windshield in Kentucky.
Ah.
Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Previously, under the law, drivers were not allowed to drive with any signs, sunscreening material, product, or covering attached to or located in or upon the windshield without a couple of exceptions. You could have it right on the top, but you couldn't have it anywhere else. Now the law has changed and says that windshield tints are allowed as long as they permit 70% of light to pass through the windshield. So you can now have a tinted windshield as long as 70% of the light can come in. So now you can roll with the shade. Do you like this law or not? This is the kind of stuff that actually affects your day-to-day life.
Does not matter to me, but Josiah said this week he wanted his windows tinted in his car. So
he knew about the law?
I guess they must be talking about
it. Josiah hearing about the Kentucky legislature
law? I'm sure it's school. It must have been going around, and they all knew it was coming. So.
You know, I've always said Stivers and Damon Thayer, they had a beat on what the kids want. What do you think about it?
It doesn't really affect me, but I do remember a time in high school when all my buddies had to have the speakers in the trunk in the darkest tent. Some of them would get pulled over. Something was too dark. So that's the only time I've ever been able to relate to this. I don't really care
about
my car.
You need to make sure Josiah has the 70% light.
Uh-huh.
Can you make sure he has that?
Yeah. I guess they can't. You know, they don't want it too dark so they can see who is driving.
You don't want the cops to walk up and it be like a complete, a complete dark thing. But this would be a good time to own a tinting company.
Yeah.
Right? Because now all of a sudden you got a lot more work, you would think.
How do you know if it's 70%? Like, how are you going to enforce that if somebody pulls you over? That doesn't look like 70%. Do they have
cops carry a percent tint radar?
like, what if it's 75?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you what the law reads. Yeah.
Check mine and see what the level of it is.
So there you go. By the way, you also cannot have a tint that is yellow or red. That's really a slam right at card face.
Definitely.
You do not get to have a red tint. It can be blue. Can't be red.
I believe Mike Jones, he had 5% tint so they couldn't see up in his window and still tipping. Is that correct?
If that's a rap reference, you told the wrong group right there. That was probably that was for somebody else. Who's next?
Dave.
Dave, go ahead, Dave.
What's up, boys? I'm actually calling to talk to Frank, Mr. Franklin.
Hello.
So here's the question. Tell me something wild that happened, I guess, with the later years of Kyle with the assistant that you can talk about, maybe no name.
Everybody wants to know
what's
that.
The thing that got Mr. Frank fired up?
All right, so it's there you go. Really, so everybody's been wondering about this. What is your Frank Franklin assistant story that people think you're holding in?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to disappoint people. I don't have a specific thing. It's just that I don't believe that they were the gold standard of assistant coaches at Kentucky. And there are plenty of basketball examples. Or there are plenty go on Broadway during the SEC tournament examples. But, I mean, I don't have, like, one moment where someone did something crazy. I just don't think the work ethic was anywhere near what it needed to be for the University of Kentucky.
Did we tell the analytics story? Have we told that?
I don't think you've told it on the air.
Nah, I don't believe so.
Should we tell it?
It's Ask Anything Tuesday.
Yeah.
No, but I'm asking Drew. Drew knows.
It's not my story, so I'd be telling someone else's story. But
everything is someone else's story.
I do think there were times assistants had trouble with their logins.
How much trouble you think?
A little bit.
Put it like this: there was an assistant coach. They have this like high tech analytic thing now that they use at the craft center. You've seen it. Like, it has shots and it has all this, and you use it and you can plug in. And not only that, I think it has like a pool to learn what other guys do during games.
It's basically everything they need
is
on this system.
If you are an analytic person and you're going to use analytics in basketball, this has everything you need. And they've had it since COVID, maybe even before COVID, but around since COVID. And so they brought in somebody they needed to do some – there was some bug in it or something. And so they brought in somebody from the company to repair it. And the story, this is scuttlebutt, but I would say strong scuttlebutt. Is that fair, Drew?
I trust where I heard it.
Yeah. The story is they brought somebody in to repair it, and as they were looking at it, was it two or one?
One for sure. Maybe
one
more,
for sure, maybe two. But one of the assistant coaches had never once used their login.
Didn't even know how to log
in. It's like me at iHeart, Shannon. Yeah. Did not know.
Never been on that email. Ever.
Had never been on it. So even though part of their job was analytics and scouting for future teams, they had never once logged into the system.
I sometimes wondered if this person had ever been to KenPom.com.
So, this is part of when people would say, when people would get so mad at us, and especially me, but they get mad at all of us, about our criticisms of during the thing. Like, we knew stuff that we couldn't say. Like, I couldn't say that on the radio because then they'd call the coach and go, did you log? You know, the media would go, did you log into the system? And they go, sure, we logged into the system. But they didn't. Okay. Now, I'm sure there were people that had logged into the system, but we had a coach who had never logged into the system. Now, I don't think that the bosses liked that, but it was an example, Ryan, of I don't think it was just Cal. I think Cal was poorly served by some of the folks that were working with him. And I think the dude that left, Welch, I think he was tired of that, to be honest with you.
Well, there were some examples right in front of our face, and I was going to bring this up today because Pope even said it. But one, when John Welch got here, he made a big deal of the NOAA shooting system that tracks like where the ball lands and the rim, everything. I mean, it measures everything when they shoot. He even said in an interview that one of the things I'm doing is I'm going to make sure we're using that, kind of alluding to last year it wasn't getting used.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I thought it was interesting, and maybe this meant nothing, but Pope talking about a broken wheel on a whiteboard, how they're using Google Docs, and he's like, I'm trying to make a push to make our operations digital. Why haven't we been digital for 10 years, maybe
well,
not
we
10 to 5 years. I mean, that's basic stuff if you're trying to run a successful company.
So, to answer your question, when you know that one of the coaches is not logging in to the basic scouting service, it's hard to feel like when you go watch teams run plays and we can't stop them, it's hard not to be frustrated by that. And by the way, every media member knows what I just said to you, all of them. They just didn't feel like they could say it because our fans, not all of them, but a small minority, did not want to hear it. They did not want to hear it. What's next?
Let's go to Mark.
Mark, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, guys. Matt, I got two questions.
Yeah.
Flipping the script. One, let's talk football for a minute. Where are we going to be there this year? Second, you give Shannon a hard time about significant others every so often. What about you in the dating life?
Yeah, I don't talk about it. My view,
good question.
Well, no, I mean, my view on the dating life is it's the only thing in my life I leave private. Like, the rest of my life is completely, like, I talk about having gummy clusters in my nose. It's the one thing. Plus, it's
not good for your dating life.
No, but it's not fair to any. It's not fair to any woman I'm dating because then all of a sudden, like everybody just, it's just not fair to them. So it's less about me than them. I appreciate the call. Football, I think we're going to be as good, if not better, but our record is tough because of how hard the schedule is.
Yes,
do you agree with that?
At Texas, at Ole Miss, at Tennessee. I mean, we got some tough games next year.
I think we're going to be better, but I'm not sure how much better our record will.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's the only thing that we'll see. But I do think we'll be a better team. We'll take a break. Come back. Hour number two.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.